We're joined by Kerry Crowley, who covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. Kerry, how are you this morning?
Marty, made the great decision to get to the ballpark early, beat the heat, so I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. What do you think last night? I know we'd love to cover a couple of topics with you. Logan Webb and, of course, Belt, the Grand Slam, and the Giants are sort of cooking and rolling again.
Yeah, you know, it was a really, really fun game for the Giants last night with Logan Webb's debut. There was good energy about the team, and he was exciting with the, you know, the 30 fans that he brought from Rockland, California, friends and family who came in for the game to see his debut. I thought he was really impressive with the stuff that he had. The changeup looked polished. The hard curveball that he calls it was a nice pitch. It got a lot of swings and misses, and so it was a good moment for the Giants to see Webb debut and prove he could have success at this level. And then Brandon Belt had a game that they really needed him to have because he's been struggling lately. They pulled him out of the leadoff slot, and to come up with six RBIs, the big grand slam, that was huge for Belt and big for the Giants offense.
Well, and Kerry, you put out a tweet last night in saying that Kevin Pillar, basically every offensive statistic that he's put up this year is now a career high, including the 5-for-5 hit game last night. How about the impact he's had over the last week or so?
Yeah, Kevin Pillar's hitting over 500 for the month of August right now. Adam, you make a great point. I mean, where would this Giants offense be right now without Kevin Pillar? Because he's been a centerpiece for it. You know, in Toronto, he often hit leadoff or he hit very, very far down in the order. In San Francisco, he's been a key centerpiece in hitting fifth or sixth a lot of times. And you see what he's been able to accomplish here in Arizona. Two home runs, including the big go-ahead home run in the 10th inning on Friday night, and then a 5-for-5 game last night where he barely gets a mention in anyone's game story because Logan Webb and Brandon Belt had such big nights. So Kevin Pillar has been such a shot in the arm for this team. They only committed to one veteran outfielder at the beginning of the season. They wanted to cycle through guys in the corners and see what they could find. They found Mike Yastrzemski. They found Alex Dickerson. And Kevin Pillar has been so solid up the middle for them.
You know, Kerry, Farhan said this, that his job is to win today's game. And certainly he has no problem moving guys up and down. And it's sort of happening. Ron Wotus said it to us in the segment before you, that all of a sudden there are players that are coming up who actually contribute. And then if they need a fresh arm, they go back and get another guy in. So my point is this, Dickerson right now looks a little bit, the swing looks like a rusty gate right now. And I know he's got the oblique in the back. Anticipate any moves on this team over the next couple of days?
You know, I think everyone looks at what Jalen Davis has accomplished at AAA Sacramento, and there are Giants fans begging to see him up at the Major League level. I don't think we're going to see that today. It may happen when they go to Chicago, but as of yesterday, he really wasn't in the internal discussions for a promotion just because they're so satisfied with what they're getting out of the outfield right now. And Austin Slater is a big part of that. He's been a big contributor. And Alex Dickerson, you're right, Marty. The swing doesn't look what it did in July. I don't think anyone could sustain the level of success that Alex Dickerson had in that month. But I think they're going to allow him to settle in here. They're going to try to get him some regular at-bats. And if he begins to struggle, maybe his playing time is cut within the next week or two. And they do give Davis a look because, you know, he has produced at Sacramento. He's got more than 30 home runs on the year across AA and AAA from the Twins organization to the Giants, and you can't ignore those numbers. At the end of the season, this team's in a wild card race. You need all the help you can get.
You know, Fernando Abad finally here. We've been talking about him for a lot of the season because of his success in AAA. He's got the big league experience. They finally got him on the 40-man, and now he's up helping get outs. How do you see Bochy using Fernando Abad for the remainder of, I would guess, the remainder of this season?
You know, the bullpen roles are kind of unsettled right now because there's been so many days where the Giants have had short starts, and there's been a few days where they've had really long starts out of Madison Bumgarner and Jeff Samardzija this month. And granted, Samardzija didn't go deep into the game in his Thursday start for San Francisco, but it's hard to know what Abad's role will be. I think he's more than just a left-handed specialist, although they'll set him up for that situation. I think that they will go an inning at a time because you're not getting as much as you would like out of this bullpen right now in terms of production, in terms of situational matchups. And so I think that having these guys go an inning or two at a time is going to be key for this team over the next few weeks.
Now, Cueto. And people sort of allude to Cueto and look at his rehab. And I'm reading between the lines or just listening to what you guys report and what Bochy says. I got a feeling we're going to see Cueto pretty soon.
you know, it's interesting. He's going to pitch on Tuesday for San Jose in Modesto, single A. He'll have one more start at triple A, and then the Giants are going to reevaluate him after that. And I think that he very well could be here toward the end of August or first week of September when the Giants go to St. Louis. They'll slot him into the rotation. Even if he can only go 80 pitches, he's going to have an effective 80 pitches is what they truly believe. And so I think that getting Johnny Cueto back will be really key for this team because, you've got Madison Bumgarner and Jeff Samardzija throwing well. Derek Rodriguez coming off a good start. Logan Webb looking like he can contribute. If you can shield some of the innings from these young relievers that they've brought up and get more out of your starting rotation than you did at the beginning of this month with Tyler Beede and Sean Anderson, it's going to be a huge bonus for this team in a wild card race that is still very jumbled, still very unsettled, and there's no team running away with the race right now.
We're talking to Kerry Crowley. Kerry, how much of getting Cueto back, I mean, sooner than later, is tied to the playoff hunt versus to the fact that, being in the mix in the wild card obviously means you want him back sooner, but the fact that they're not trying to stretch him to 100 pitches, that they could just get him to 60 or 80 pitches, how much of that is just tied to this is baseball in 2019?
You know, I don't think there's as much happening behind the scenes with Cueto as maybe reporters like me have led people to believe. I think that they just want to see that he's healthy, see that he can go a few innings at a time and get him back. If they're cutting a start from his rehab assignment, it's just one start. And that happens all the time for pitchers coming back from big injuries. You know, if you can prove that you can get to a certain pitch threshold like Cueto will do over the next week or so, then they'll bring you back. And I think that his outs at the major league level are going to be just as valuable, I should say much more valuable than they would be in single A or triple A to this Giants organization. So I don't know if it's baseball in 2019 as much as just getting more outs from your starting rotation.
Well, boy, I'll tell you one thing. Baseball 2019 means the ball's going over the fence.
And,
we saw it in this series. You see it in Milwaukee and Washington. Crazy. Doolittle's now on the IL. Hader got whacked around again. It's insane what's going on. You just can't predict it. All right, but here's my thought. Logan Webb, they've got off days coming up. They got Beede in the mix as well. Rodriguez looks like he's hanging around. I bet Logan Webb gets a ticket back to Sacramento pretty soon.
It wouldn't surprise me if he got the ticket and he was told 10 days from now you'll start in San Francisco, because his start was so impressive that you can't ignore it. Five innings, two runs, really bounced back from the adversity he faced in the first inning after he was struggling to throw strikes. And I thought that he just looked more polished than some of the other guys that they've brought up this season. I think he's much further along in his development than Connor Menez, and I think that right now he may be able to give them more consistent innings than an Anderson or a Beede. So with the two off days this week, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they said, hey, look, go back to Sacramento, make another start, stay on regular rest, and we'll bring you up and see what you can do in September or the last week of August when they are home.
Well, this is the way Farhan manipulates the roster, and it's not just the two off days this week. You get one off day at home next week also. So 10 days from now would be that off day, but you would not need a fifth starter until even the following day, I don't think, against San Diego. So I think you're probably right in that Farhan would probably like to get another guy up here who could help you win today and tomorrow, or I guess Wednesday.
And it's not just 25 guys on this roster who are contributing right now. The Giants have manipulated it, like you said, to get 27, 28, 30 guys. And I think when rosters do expand in September, we'll see the Giants do what the Dodgers have done in the last few seasons and bring 38, 39 guys up to the major league level to have everyone around. That dugout is going to be packed. It's going to be more filled up than the lower box at Oracle Park.
No, I'm telling you, Russ Stanley is so excited because the families are going to be getting tickets for all the new players. That's good for him. And they're going to be dressing in the bunker. We're not going to be able to do shows in the bunker anymore. That'll be the next dressing room. You're exactly right. I said they'll bring everybody up. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you've got 39 guys who contribute, I think that you do that. And the Giants are in a situation where they'll want the extra infielder in an Abiatal Avellino. They'll want the five extra bullpen arms. They'll want Logan Webb, Anderson, Beede, all at the major league level. You know, this team in the month of July played something like six extra inning games where it would have been really useful to have a roster of 35 players. So why not try it out?
This is going to be something. And Bochy and Adam and I kidded around about this thing, but, if Bochy knew then what he knows now, he's having fun. Maybe he'd stick around.
You know, it's funny that you say that. I tend to agree with you. I think that if Foch knew how well this would go for him, how well the Giants would bounce back, I think that he may have reconsidered his decision. But he insists he's fine. He insists he's really happy with the way things have gone. He's not worried about the end of his career. And so it's been a treat to see him kind of enjoy this and not worry about the end, because for so long in the months of March, April, May, it did really look like this could get ugly.
You know, I want to say one other thing, Adam and Kerry, before we let you go. It meant a lot. It meant something to me just listening to Ron Wotus today, because the staff understands Farhan now. The staff can work with him. I'm not so sure you have to wipe out the entire coaching staff. I think they get it. They understand it, and they buy into it, and it's successful. Maybe this bodes well for maybe Wotus getting the job or Bam Bam getting the job. Maybe they don't have to go out and get Gabe Kapler or Raul Ibanez or something crazy like that. These guys who run the team understand it.
Well, the search will be exhaustive. They'll leave no stone unturned. They'll want to hear from everyone from a wide variety of organizations, because you can learn quite a bit about the way things are being managed, the way things are going on in other organizations, and that can give you a competitive advantage in the years moving forward. But I tend to agree with you. I think that Hensley Mullins will get an interview. I think that Ron Wotus deserves an interview for this Giants managerial position, and it would not surprise me at all if the Giants kept a lot of their coaches on staff, because they really have blended in well with the Giants' new mission and their new philosophy in 2019. And it's been something that is really unexpected coming into the season. Yeah. No one knew how this was going to go. And regardless of how this team finishes, Marty, even if they're sub 500 at the end of the year, so much has been learned and so much has been accomplished in the first 5 months of the season that it's been a joy for them.
Yeah, they've all made it successful. Hey, Kerry, thank you so much for being on. Where are the folks this morning?
I believe walking the dog this morning or heading to breakfast. So tune in on the transistor radio, that's for sure.
He beat me to it this time, Kerry. I was going to try to slip it in, but Marty jumped on it, man. Yeah.
You know, I like my last couple of questions.
I know
that.
Yeah.
We have fun with it.
My parents love their airtime, too.
Yeah. FX and Nancy Hayden Crowley were, you know, good listeners.
There you go.
All right. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll catch up with you. Thanks, as always.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Well, did you hear where the folks are, Adam?
He said they're probably walking the dog or on their way to breakfast or a good brunch on a Sunday, tuning in to Marty Lurie talking baseball.
You know, they seem to have a nice life on the weekends, you know?
Yeah. Well, your kids are out of the house, right? Kerry's got siblings, doesn't he?
He never says, well, they're going to get new tires today on the car.
Yeah, that's usually not what you brag about having to go do. They're going to look at housewares today.
They're going to Sears.
Yeah.
They're going to the furniture store, you know.
They got a new coffee table.
Well, Georgie Brothers, you could go. That'd be fun today.